recently had some crazy stupid weather and the lights are out at the house and we got lanterns and candles and all the stuff that could be a fire hazard going on.
Acts of gods, dogs and cats living together, all that mass hysteria stuff that happened in your neck of the woods.
That is exactly right. Some Toto's type stuff. And out of the nowhere, the big 20-pound monster cat decides to tear across the room, which, you know, point is not exactly abnormal because...
Yeah, animals don't handle storms well.
No. So I don't know if the cat just freaked out or did it just have to decide that the family room was still where the family room used to be. It's hard to say. And then it turns on a dime, and I notice on the floor is a spider that is big... and furry, and it sees me seeing it in the shadowy kind of darkness, and I kid you not, it is the size of my palm with its legs stretched out.
You got a big palm, man. Is that big? I mean, it was like a tarantula. Was it an Ohio tarantula or something?
I have no idea exactly what it was. All I know is that it talked back.
Wait, it talked to you?
Maybe I was hallucinating. I nearly lost my mind. I yell at the cat. The cat leaves. The spider looks up. He's looking at evasive action, but he's into that point, or she, I don't know which, is looking at me, and I can tell it's trying to decide, do I escape or do I cut this dude?
Was the spider, I gotta ask you this, the spider, you said it talked, was it well spoken? Was it just like, bitch, you better not come at me? Or was it like, oh my God, how dare you come into my living room like this? You know, I mean, did it have a monocle and a top hat or anything? Or did it have its weave going on? I mean, what level of societal interaction do we have with the spider?
It was, remember, shadowy, dark, without power at the house, a stick. So I don't know exactly what was going on. What I heard was more like, bitch, get out of my way. It was closer to that. So I'm weighing
options.
Did
it look like the Babadook or anything like that with the top hat? It is Pride Month.
Yes, that's true. That's true. I don't know. I'm in the midst of all this, and I'm like, I got to weigh my options. Now, I could step on it if I am able to actually get there before it escapes, but then I'm like, this is going to be an ugly-ass mess, and I don't want to clean this up, so what do I do? And
I don't know, yeah, because I have this picture of it being like the end of a Droopy Dog episode where the spider then just takes you and pounds you against the walls and throws you. You're like the Hulk did to Loki, puny human, and walk out, put on a Babadook hat, and leave the place.
I could have seen, I would not have been surprised if it grabbed me and drug me away to some other point in the house and just spun me up for later. That's pretty much what it reminded me of. And I go, okay, I got a big coffee cup. So I was always raised, all lives are precious. So I immediately go, you know, if I can throw them
first
out.
First of all, that's bullshit, because cockroaches are not precious.
That's true. I never give them a second shot. If I see one of the, like when I lived in New Orleans, you would see like a water bug down there that you could put a saddle on and ride it.
Wait, was that like with the big palmetto bugs? I mean, what did you, because water bugs mean different things in different places. To me, water bugs were the oriental cockroaches with the big fat black ones.
That's right.
Opposed to the American cockroaches, which are long and they have the wings and they're like sort of like a mahogany colored, and the German cockroaches are small, they're less than an inch long, but they move like lightning.
You've studied the roach.
I have. Seriously. I used to have Madagascar hissing roaches as pets.
Oh, my buddy Jason, when I was growing up, had those, and he always like, hey, you want to like take the roaches out and play with them? And I'm like, no, I really don't. I love the fact that they're in the terrarium. I think it's great that you like them, but hell no, I'm not trying to touch them. And my attitude didn't change in New Orleans at that point, but there's a lot of weird, creepy, crawly stuff down there.
Oh, that's like swampland, yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah. So in Ohio, it's a little bit different, but in that same mindset, I'm just like... I want to get you out if I can get you out. It was a big, messy cleanup kind of concept.
Where was the cat in all this? The cat just left.
Left. When I hollered, the cat was like, all right, my bad, I'm out. And your turn. He like tagged. It was like a tag team wrestling match scenario. Cat was like, boom, high five, I'm out.
What would you have done if the Babadook spider had tagged in something, like an alligator?
I would have probably grabbed a firearm from another part of the house, and it would have been like, you know, what happened? Was he hallucinating? Was he on drugs? Why did he shoot up the home? And that's what I would have done, because the spider was big enough to where I had to consider options anyway. I mean, seriously, it was like...
We have to solve this problem before we call in the National Guard for the Babadook spider that's going to kill me.
It's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of ins and outs. You got a lot of options. You got variables you got to look at. Escape routes. That was the other thing. I'm like, okay, patio door. That's 2 rooms away. Got to go through the family room after going through the dining room to be able to get out. How do I do this? So I dropped the cup on the spider.
Was it contained then?
I may or may not have clipped off part of one of the legs.
Oh.
But it was big enough to where you could hear it tapping and making racket like this.
Oh, this is gonna
haunt
you.
On the coffee cup.
This is gonna haunt you.
Oh, hell yeah.
You're gonna be sleeping one night and you're gonna hear this. My foot. The Babadook spider wants its foot back.
As long as I don't get one of those things, like I worked with a girl who had one of the, I don't know, it was a brown recluse spider or something like this. She lived in like an old farmhouse, and it bit her on her ass. And she's like, hey, you got to see this spider bite. And I'm like, I don't know if I really want to see a spider bite.
Wait, was
and
she she's cute? Like,
yeah, of course.
Okay.
And she's like, hey, I want you to see this. I'm like, well, where is it? She's like, it's on my ass. And part of me, I'm torn. I'm like, first of all, this is kind of weird. It's kind of strange. But yeah, I'll take a look at your ass. But then it was like a weird, nasty bite, and it started like killing the skin on her butt. So
yeah, no, the brown recluse is a dangerous spider.
And I don't know exactly what I'm dealing with, but this was huge. So immediately I'm thinking, I don't want my ass dying in bits and pieces and flaking off. I want to get this spider out of here.
Can I just say as a public service announcement, if there's any attractive ladies out there who've been bitten in a sensitive area with a spider, you are more than welcome to come over to the Chubby household, and I will examine your spider bites.
Just for doctor's orders and research purposes only, I'm here to help. For science.
Science
makes sense. And you get a little of that, like, antibacterial, like, a material, you know, sort of put some salve or some ointments on there, maybe a cream or something
before
you get help.
I'll be happy to rub cocoa butter on anybody's spider bites. Any attractive ladies who want to come over with spider bites, mosquito bites or anything like that, I will rub cocoa butter wherever you need me to.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I mean, that could be a chubby and stick kind of like team thing.
I don't want to do it with you. That's a little weird.
Well, okay, fair enough. All right, yeah, that did seem a little excessive. So, screw chubby, come to the stick house, and everything will be fine. That also sounded bad now that I think about it.
I'm just like, I could go with that as well.
But let's get back to this. So, it's making racket. It's on the cup, and as I leave the cup there, because I got to decide, in order to get the spider out at this point, you got to get something under the... It's not like one of those things when you're in the city, like New York or somewhere downtown, and they, hey, you want to play three-card Monty? Hey, where's the ball under the cup kind of scenario? I wasn't trying to play that game, lifting it up and have the spider come back at me, like with a flamethrower or whatever the hell else. You know what I mean? So I got to, like, how do I slide something under there to be able to capture this thing before it, like, ends up taking, like, a limb off or a digit off the, hand?
You drew first blood on that one, though. You would deserve it. I mean,
he was
he
inside.
Has twice as many as you
No. But when you're in the house, is what I'm saying, you've lost, like, there's inside and there's outside. Outside's free reign. Go. Be a free-range spider. Don't come into the house and expect that somehow there's a free tit-for-tat kind of scenario on what happens. And my uncle, I remember as a kid, vividly telling me, in their closet, there was a spider that his wife, my aunt, had let live for like 2 or 3 years in the corner by some shoe boxes. It was just there. I don't know what it was eating. It had grown the way he described it.
Was it a millennial that just never wanted to move out?
that's exactly right.
On his phone with his affinity scarf.
That's right. Things are all good at the house. Why leave? I mean, it's all covered. I'm taking up a small amount of space. They got to be here anyway. Why
get a job? I'm making memes. That's my job, is memes.
That's exactly. There's a future in it, don't you know? So and he's like, don't kill the spider, because I remember going, and he's like, man, you got to see this. And I'm like, oh, you got to kill that. And he's like, don't kill it. She'll kill me. So this is the family mindset that I come from.
I love the fact that the spider was just still living there. That the spider's like, I got a good thing going. And his mother is like, are you ever going to leave? And he's like, no, this person's just letting me stay here.
Got to pick your spots. So all this is going around in my head as I'm dealing with a spider, but the spider is big enough that it's literally pushing the cup around
the
floor.
That's so awesome. It's probably getting larger. It's probably hulking out.
It could very well. I probably would, too, if somebody threw a super-sized cup over the a stick. I mean, it's a difficult process and concept to think about. But this is what I'm dealing with. So I get it into the cup, and then I got to figure out, can I reach my hand under? I'm scared. I'm not going to lie to you. I've not been afraid in some time. I'm worried. So I get it out there, and then I got to, okay.
You don't have any piece of junk mail that like has a fake credit card in there that would be stiff enough to put under there that you could have used to throw it out into the wild?
You know what I used, and it seemed appropriate? You know those missing children cards that they send to the house?
Jesus.
I grabbed one of those and slid it under
the card. That guy looks familiar. I think
he may have gone in search of like Leonard Nimoy. I have no idea. All I know, I was trying to get this son of a bitch out of the house. That's all I know. So I got to turn the alarm off. There's a lot of stuff I got to deal with. Then I got to go outside, and it's dark outside. So I got my lantern. You know, you get these little things you can clip onto your head. It's like a lantern, but it's soft for camping. So I got one of those on. So I go outside. I'm carrying the and I can hear.
You look like you're going to go spelunking with the Babadook spider as you're going to throw it into the wind.
I have no idea, Chubby, how old this thing is. It seemed to me that to be that big, it had to be old. But then again, I don't know what it was.
It's an ancient one. I think H.P. Lovecraft wrote about this thing in the 20s.
I mean, just thinking about it right now, I'm getting chills, I'm a little achy, and I got a weird spot on my arm, and I don't know if it bit me, but everything at this point, it's out there rooming around my brain thinking, okay, this could be a problem.
It may have bitten you. A couple quick questions for you.
Yes, yes.
Have you noticed the ability to climb walls?
No, but I have emotionally felt like I'm climbing the walls, yes.
Do you have spidey sense? Are you predicting things to happen?
I spend my life trying to make sense of the senseless, but no spidey sense. No, no.
Okay. You don't have any webbing shooting out of your wrists or anything like that? You haven't made webbing to shoot out of your wrists?
I know a girl who had webbed toes back in the day, but no webbing that I'm aware of.
Is this the same one who got bitten in the ass by a spider?
No, different girl, by the way. Wow. But, you know, you do what you can to inspect situations for you know, just to help, because that's what a man does.
This is what your dating life? I need to inspect things. Let me look at your toes.
For the record, because
this... Do not start a date ever with that line.
For the record, because I don't want this to come back on me, the woman that had the spider that had bitten the ass and had like stuff dying around the bite was not a girlfriend. She was a friend and a coworker who was a female. I don't want that coming back because that could be a problem for other situations later.
Okay.
But I was just inspecting because I was trying to be helpful.
Yeah.
That's all. Just helpful.
You know, random breast inspections, yeah.
That's correct.
They have t-shirts for that.
They do. Usually, you know, like Myrtle Beach, you know, maybe Panama City, Redneck Riviera, wherever you go. Any beach site, those are available.
Did you get rid of the Babadook spider, though?
So I take the spider outside. It's effectively pitch dark outside, except for my lantern hat thing. And I got this thing in the cup, and it's making racket. It's not happy that it's in the cup. It's not happy that it's being relocated. And I don't want it near the house, because clearly, if it's going in and out, there's still a way that it has access. So I went across the street to the neighbor's yard and threw it into the yard as far
Gave
as I could
them.
Throw it. I did. I don't care. That's his problem, not my problem anymore. I mean, you know what I mean? I had to get it out of the house. He can do whatever the hell he needs to do. I didn't knock on the door and say, hey, here, have a spider, you bastard. That's a whole nother thing. But this is how big it was. I heard it hit the lawn.
Oh, my God.
Here's I heard
my
it hit.
Here's
oh
my
God.
Question. If that kind of spider's in your house, what is it eating?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. I have no clue. You know what I mean? Is it late at night, like sucking the blood off the pets? Is it attacking me? Is it opening the fridge and going after whatever's available in a container that's not well sealed?
You better check the crawl space, because they may find missing people down there. And you'd be like, I don't know what it was. It must have been the Babadook spider that came out and it was like storing them. And they're like, yeah, that's right, Stick. You're coming with us. You're going to spend the rest of your life in jail over this.
Well, as long as there are no spiders in jail, the only problem is, of course, you got to shank somebody immediately, because otherwise they're coming at your ass literally and figuratively, and a guy my size, that ain't good. That's all I'm telling you. But this is what I want to know. From what I'm told, they don't hang out alone. So there's a family, right? The family left behind. It's you know, I ran into a raccoon once. I don't mean like on foot. I like hit it with my car.
I hit it with my car. Years. What's going on?
It was like, hey, man, you want a beer? Yeah. So my point is, I relocated a raccoon that I hit trying to do the right thing, and I know it left its probably raccoon family behind. But the raccoons don't scare me. You know what I mean? They can't just like bust into the house. This was inside. So now I'm waiting. Are they bitter and angry? Are they missing him or her? Is it mom? Is it the husband? Is it the wife? I don't know how you sex them or have sex with them. I don't want to get into that.
I don't want to have sex with spiders.
No, I hope not. I mean, you need some type of therapy if you have interest in those type of things, I would imagine. I mean, maybe there's something on like Reddit for that. There's always something out there on the dark web, maybe.
You've been listening to The Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate The Chubby and Stick Podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to The Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to The Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.